The following shir has been presented by Dayan Yohannesen David Hul, Dayan for the Beis Avad in Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center. For halachic wills and estates, or other inyana Yerusha, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
The Mishnah tells us, concerning the Kohen Gadol, Poshat, got undressed, Yorad v'tovol, he went down into the mikveh, and he was tovel in the mikveh, Allah, he came out, v'nistapeg, and he dried himself. The Rambam Levels of Yom Kippur, base, halacha base, also notes this. Ketzad, b'tchil ha'poshet b'kdechol sholom, v'tovel v'oile, u'mistapeg, and he dries himself when he comes out of the mikveh, v'loivish b'kdechol, and then he puts on the begonim of the Kohen Gadol. So the Mishnah of the Melech there in Hilchos Aveis Yom Kippur in Perek Beis Halacha Beis notes that both the Mishnah and the Rambam seem to emphasize this point about drying themselves. There are a number of places, says the Mishnah of the Melech, that the Gemara mentions the Kohen Gadol doing a tefillah, and it always says he has to dry himself. And the question to the Mishnah Melech is this a critical part of the Avodah? This is important, this is a halacha that he has to dry himself? Well, it's just all for the mill, so the normal practice is that one dries oneself before one gets dressed. The Gemara and the Mishnah is not dictating what he has to do, but just describing what he normally does. Says the Mishnah Melech, the fact that Rambam mentions it is mashmah, it's a chiyuv. The Kohen Gadol must dry himself after being in the mikvah before he puts on the big tikkunah. And why should that be? Well, the Meshech Chochma in Vayikra Peret Zayin and says that we've learnt in Gemara in Yuma, and Gemara in Zvachim, that Peches on the base, that Big Day Kahuna one doesn't wash at all. Ein Mechavtsin Osem Kol Ikush, Ein Anias B'mokum Ashirus. If they become dirty, then rather than wash them, one just puts them away and takes different Big Day Kahuna. And the reason for this is that once something has been washed, it's never exactly pristine and brand new as it was before it was washed. Washing always makes it not quite as new as it was. Says the Meshech Chochma, perhaps that's why the Kohen Gadol must dry himself before he puts on the Big Day Kahuna, because if he's still wet, then the water will go on the Big Day Kahuna, and Big Day Kahuna, which are wet, even when they dry afterwards, are not quite as brand new as they were from beforehand. The frat on Yom Kippur in the mitzvah is to use mudcheshev abad, the best possible quality cloth, and even a little bit of water might already take away the effect of the newness and the freshness of the begging. Says the Meshech Chochma, perhaps that is why he emphasizes that he must dry himself before he puts on the big tikkunah. And with that is medayik, an interesting deep in the pasuk. Normally, when the Torah tells us that a person has to go to the mikveh, and the Torah says it many times in Gabi Hillel's Tumah V'Taira, it says, Rochatz b'soro v'mayim, he washes his flesh in water. Here, it says the other way around, Rochatz b'mayim es b'soro olaveishom, he washes in water his flesh, and then gets dressed. So the Meshech Chochma, it swaps it round deliberately, the Lashon of the Pasuk, to tell you that es b'soro olaveishom, to put the word bosa next to olaveishom, to explain that his bosa must be dry when he puts on the big day kahuna. That's the explanation of the Meshech Chochma. But what we want to discuss today is the explanation of the Mishnah Melech. The Mishnah Melech has a different explanation why here it emphasizes that he must dry himself before he puts on the big day kahuna. And the answer is, says the Mishnah Melech, that if he didn't dry himself, if there were to be any water on his body, then he might act as a chatzitzo between the big day kahuna and the man's body himself. We know that the big day kahuna has to have to be on the person himself. There can't be anything underneath it. The Gemara even says that for this reason, kohenim don't wear tefillin shaliyad when they are doing the avodah, because it will be chatzitzo between the body and the big day kahuna. Because the Torah says yilbash al basoro, the big day kahuna have to be directly on the basor of the kohen or of the kohen gadol, and not on top of something which is chotetz, which makes a chatzitza between the guf and the big tikkun. That's why, says the Mishnah Melech, the Kohen Gadol must dry himself before he gets dressed with the big tikkun. Now, the Mishnah Menachem notes that in the first parak of the Masechet Tomid, it says that if there's a Kohen during the rest of the year who is a Bar Keri, he has to be Tovel. And there it says that also the Nistapik, he dries on himself afterwards. And there he's not going to put on the Big Dikun afterwards because he still can't do the Avodah yet. So there he says it must be Orcha de Milsa. It's just telling you that what normally happens. It's not Halacha Likupa. But here, when it emphasizes Kama Vakama problem several times by the Avodah of Yom Kippur, that every time the Kohen Gadol was told he has to dry himself, here it's a Chiyuv, because if he doesn't do so, it would be a Chatzitza. Now, as he points out, there is a Gemara which says, there's a Shaila, Rava has a Shaila, about if a wind lifted up the big kahuna, even when he was wearing them. So Gemara in Tzvachim, Dachim Tzvachim Adalev, Rava says, there's a Shaila, is that a problem or is that not a problem? Al basara ba'inim ba'leka, we need the big kahuna to be directly on him. Perhaps this is not a problem because that's the normal way that one wears a beged. There's nothing really chotetz between him and his beged. It's just that the wind lifts it up slightly, and that can happen when a person's wearing a beged. So Rav has a shaila whether that's okay, and the Gemara is a by the loyal sheet that the Gemara doesn't have a proof one way or the other, and therefore Lachon Amayis is a subject of Raisa. So we're machmen. The Rambam Hilvus Klam Mikdash Perigud Alachozayin says that you have to be careful. When you wear the big kahuna, there should be no avak, no dust between the beggar and the sorrow, but no kino, not even a little light. You should not call the ruach, which is avoda, bring the sorrow in the big day. And you should be careful. The wind doesn't lift up the beggar. Actually, it's ruachak, a beggar, my love, until the beggar is blown away from him. It's not actually on him. So the case of Mishnah is the bayad de levshita, it's a sofik, and therefore we have to be machmir. Says the Mishnah Melech, well, if wind, which is not really anything of substance, there's nothing actually there, it's only air, nonetheless could create a possible chatzitza between the body and the beggar, big dekhuna, then certainly water would be the same. And therefore, says the Mishnah, that's why the Mishnah, several times the Gemara and the Rambam all emphasize that the Kohen Gadol must dry himself when he comes out the mikvah before he puts on the big dekhuna. However, a number of Achronim ask a shtaka kasha on this Mishnah Melech from the Gemara in Sochim Das Samachayim with base. There it says, on Erev Pesach, there were many, many Korbanos Pesach which were brought, and the Kohanim would walk in the dung of the Korbanos Pesach. Because so many Korbanos Pesach were brought, there was a lot of blood on the floor of the Azorah, and the Kohanim would walk on it, and there was a shvach for the Kohanim that they walk in the dung to show that there's so many Korbanos have been brought. Ask the Gemara about Gochayetz. The Kohanim do not wear shoes on their feet b'shas avoda because they have to be standing on the floor of the Azorah. There must be no chatzitza between their feet and the Azorah itself. Now, if there's none all over the place, then the blood is itself a chatzitza between the Kohen and the floor of the Beis HaMikdash. Answers the Gemara, Lachu ve'eino chotetz. It's a liquid, and the liquid does not create a chatzitza. And therefore, when the Kohanim are walking, even if there's blood underneath their feet, the blood of the Kohanim, it's not a chatzitza between their feet and the floor of the Azorah, because it's a davar lach, which is no chatzitz. In fact, the Acharonim, the Birka Yosef brings them down in, or Chayim Simon Kavzayim, that we see from the Gemara in Psochim, that a davar lach is no chatzitz. So how can the Mishnah of Melech say that if there was water on the body of the Kohen Gadol, it would be chatzitza between his body and the big dig honor? Surely a davar lach is not chotzitz. Therefore, says the Birka Yosef, the chol teretz must be that there's certain things where it's not enough that there's no chatzitza. A chatzitza means there's something in the way. Sometimes, even if there's something in the way, it's not considered as a chatzitza. There's a klal in the Gemara, it's also called lenoi eino chotzitz. Something which is decorative or is done for a hidul mitzvah does not count as a chatzitza. Min b'minoi eino chotzitz. However, it's not enough that something is not chotzitz. The davar lach is also not chotzitz. So there's no chatzitza there. But mainly in Big Day Kahuna, we need more just that there's no chatzitza. We need that it has to actually be touching. There's halacha not that there's no chatzitza, there's a halacha that it has to be mamish touching. And that we learn from Al Basara, there's got to be on his basar, not just that there's no chatzitza. Because if the problem is only chatzitza, min domino eino chotzitz, davar lach eino chotzitz. Here there's an additional halacha that's got to be directly touching. It doesn't help us to say there's no chatzitza if it's not touching. And therefore, that was Rav's Shaila by the Ruach, that maybe by Big Day Kahuna, It's not enough that there's no chatzitza. Dovalach is no chatzitz. As the Mishnah Melech says, nonetheless, water would be chatzitza here. Although it's a dovalach mein chatzitz, because by big degree you need al-basoroi, and it needs to be touching mamish. The Moshe Feinstein, in English Moshe Yerideh, Chedet Basim Tevov, says exactly the same Yisrael to explain this Mishnah Melech. But here, it could be by big degree you need more than just no chatzitza, you need to actually have it touching. Why did Rava not be pushed the Shaila from our Mishnah, which says that the Kohen Gadol has to dry himself, which the Mishnah Melech says comes to teach you that there can't even be water as a chatzitza? Says the Birchi Yosef, because Rava was talking about even wind. Water, there is something there, so maybe that's called a chatzitza, but maybe air is not called a chatzitza. The Moshe says slightly differently. He says the Gemara himself explains what Rav's Shaila was. Rav's Shaila was that even though air might mean that the baggage is not directly touching the goof of the Kohen Gadol, nonetheless, maybe it's derech l'nisha b'kach. The normal way that one wears something is not that the baggage is sticking to your body the whole time, but there is a certain amount of air and the baggage flaps a little bit and touches and doesn't touch. That's called you al-basoro. That was Rav's Shaila. But I'll call upon him, water for sure would be a problem. Even though Dovalache Nechotzitz, when it comes to Big Dekahuna, the beggar actually has to be touched in the Kohen. When it comes to the Kohen walking on the Ritzba of the Azor, that's only a shine as long as there's no Chatzitz. And a Dovalache is no Chotzitz. When it comes to Big Dekahuna, it has to be Al-Basar, it has to be touching the Basar of Mamish. And that's why, says the Mishnah Melech, the Kohen Gadol must dry himself so there should be no water as a Chatzitz between his body and the Big Dekahuna. And in fact, Ramosha adds a very important proof to this. We know when it comes to chatzitza, when a person is tovel in a mikveh, the water has to touch all parts of his body and his hair at the same time. He must be completely immersed in the water, and there must be no chatzitza anywhere on his body which prevents his body from coming in contact with the water of the mikveh. Now, minat Torah, the halacha is, halacha Ramosha Mitzinai, it's only considered chatzitza if it's ruboi umakpit, if it covers most of the body, and the person is particularly, he doesn't want it to be there, then it's a chatzitza. But if the chatzitza only covers miut, only part of the body, less than the majority of the body, or alternatively, even if it covers the whole body, or most of the body, but he's not makpit, the person couldn't care if this thing is on him, then it doesn't, in our Torah, constitute a chatzitza. Midra bonon, it's also a chatzitza. If it's ruboi veina makpid, or miot umakpid, midra bonon is also a chatzitza. But min haTorah is only a chatzitza if it's ruboi umakpid. Now, in the case of the water, the few drops of water which might be on the body of the Kohen Gadol after he comes out of the mikvah when he puts on the big Dekahuna, first of all, he's not makpid. Second of all, it's probably not rave. So it's miot veina makpid, which is not even also meikrat in midra bonon. Certainly not Osman in Atura. So how can the Mishnah Melech say that it does constitute a chatzitza? And if the Kohen Gadol must dry himself, what does he mean? Says the English Moshe, because that's exactly the point. The halachos of Ruba over Mir, the Makbid, the Inamakbid, the halachos of chatzitza. But Big Tekahuna, even if there's no chatzitza, midin, because it's Mir Shein Makbid, or because it's a Dovalach, nonetheless, there's an additional halacha. It's going to be you al-basara. It's going to be touching mamish. In that case, even if it's a miut, and even if it's ain't a makpid, it's still a problem, and it would still constitute a type of chatzitza. It's worse than chatzitza because it actually has to be touching. The Sefer Harari Kedim from Michal Shulkin adds a couple of interesting horrors to this. Firstly, he says, note that although the Mishnah says when he comes out of the mikveh he has to dry himself, when the Mishnah discusses doing kiddush yodayim v'raglayim, that he also has to wash his hands and his feet 10 times on Yom Kippur, there we don't find that it says anywhere that he has to dry himself. And the Chora, that would be a good explanation. It would fit nicely with the explanation we've said till now. And it's only when he puts on the big day kahuna, that's on the rest of him, when he comes out of the mikveh, that it constitutes a chatzitza. Whereas, when it comes to washing his hands, there's no big day kahuna on the hands, and therefore, although the normal thing is to dry his hands, it wouldn't matter if he did dry his hands, if he didn't dry his hands. And even if there's a bit of water on his hands when he goes and does the avodah, there's only halacha chatzitza, and dovalach ein chotzitz, so it wouldn't be a problem. It's only with the big day kahuna that it must be directly on his body, that there would be a problem of any water remaining on his body when he comes out of the mikvah. He adds another point, that Moshe, the son of Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, says a chiddush that on Yom Kippur there is a mitzvah for the Kohen Gadol to put on the Big Day Kahuna. All avodah in the Beis HaMikdash must be done by a Kohen who is wearing Big Day Kahuna. But he says every other day of the year there's no mitzvah to put on the Big Day Kahuna. There's a mitzvah that when the avodah is done, you must be wearing Big Day Kahuna. So for example, if you put the Kohen put on the Big Day Kahuna at night time and then waited until the day and then did the avodah, there'd be no problem with that. Whereas in Yom Kippur, part of the mitzvahs of Hayom of Yom Kippur is to put on, do a mice levisha to put on the Big Day Kahuna. So if the Kohen Gadol were to put on his Big Day Kahuna in the night time before the morning of Yom Kippur, that would be no good, because there's a mitzvah on Yom Kippur, which is during the day, to actually wear the Big Day Kahuna by putting them on. According to this, says Ari Kelim, it's very good why the Mishnah and the Rambam emphasizes halacha of drying yourself when you come out of the mikvah before you put on Big Day Kahuna, dafka on Yom Kippur. Any other day of the year there will be exactly the same problem. Any Kohen has halacha that the Big Day Kahuna must be directly on Al Basori and there should be no water. And they're acting as a chatzitza. But any other day of the year, by the time he gets to doing that, very good, the minimum amount of water that would be there would probably have dried off anyway. Well, by the Kohen Gadol, there's a mitzvah to wear the Big Day Kahuna, Ulaveisham, to put on the Big Day Kahuna. Then, if there's a mitzvah to do so, there must be no chatzitza at all at the time he puts on the beged, because otherwise it's not called putting on Big Day Kahuna, because he's got to put him directly onto his bosser. And therefore, dafka in Hilchos Yom Kippur, the Rambam and the Mishnah emphasize that the Kohen Gadol must dry himself when he comes out of the mikvah, in order that the water should not constitute chatzitza, because the Shas Levisha, there must be no water there. Now there's a Chuv Pnei Aryeh in Siman Vav, is an early Achron, who says a different approach altogether in Hilchus Chatzitza when it comes to this type of thing. And he notes that although we find Halacha by Chatzitza, the Mit or Eino Makpid does not constitute a Chatzitza min HaTorah, we only find this Halacha by Tefila, the Halacha LaMoshe MiSinai. But there's lots of Halachas of Chatzitza. For example, when you hold a Lulu, there must be no Chatzitza. There we don't find anywhere in Chazal, the concept of miut ve'eino makpid, or miut or eino makpid, is not a chatzitza min haTorah. And therefore, the Bnei Aryeh is a very big chiddush. He says this halacha l'Moshe MiSinai, that it's only a chatzitza if it's rubo or makpid, is only said by Hilchos Tevila, if a person's toiling in the mikveh. But any other halacha, where there's a problem of chatzitza, even if it's a miut, and even if you're not makpid, it will constitute a chatzitza. There's a halacha l'Moshe MiSinai by Tefila that Rubo or Makpid is chotzos and everything else is not. But anyhow, by all other halachas of the Torah, if there is a problem with chatzitza, there will be a problem even if it's miut, even if it's eino makpid. Which is a very big chiddush. And therefore, he says, for example, by tefillin, that the tefillin has to be directly on you, on your arm and on your head, that anything that if there's a chatzitza there, even if it's meal ve'ino makpid, it would be a problem. It would constitute a chatzitza. However, Pre'ari says that other halachos of chatzitza apply everywhere. Kol lenoi eino chotzes, davalach eino chotzes. These halachos apply not just in Hilchos Tevila; they apply all over the Torah. But the special halacha of a meal ve'ino makpid that doesn't constitute a chatzitza, that only applies to Tevila and wouldn't help you by anything else. Interestingly, the Chumash Rosh in Klal Gimel, Siman Dalet, compares the halachas of chatzitza by tefillin to the halachas of Big Day Kahuna. And he says that just like we find by Big Day Kahuna, it says, Yildash al Basara, it's got to be directly on his basar, there should be no chatzitza. Huadin, it says by tefillin, Lo'os al Yodcha, that the tefillin has got to be directly on your hand. It's the same notion as al Basara, here it says al Yodcha, says the Rosh. So just like there must be no chatzitza between the Big Day Kahuna and the person's body, so too there must be no chatzitza between tefillin and the person's body as well. Well, if that's the case, if we hold like the Mishnah of the Melech, that al-basoro is a new halacha, not just that there's no chatzitza, but there has to be actually touching, then the Chora, the same thing would apply by tefillin as well. It wouldn't be enough that we know chatzitza. It has to actually be touching. So, according to what we've been saying, when it comes to tefillin, the Chora, everyone would agree that any type of chatzitza would be a problem. We wouldn't be able to use the klal of miyat va'ina makbid is not a chatzitza min ha-Torah. According to Fidei Aryeh, because miyat va'ina makbid is only a halacha when it comes to tefillah, that doesn't apply anywhere else. But even according to the Mishnah Melech, that the reason why Bigdei Kohana, you even water the damalach, which is normally not chaytus, is a problem, is because there's a special halach of al-basara, it's not enough, there's no chatzitza, it has to actually be touching. Well, then the same thing would apply to the tefillin, because it's al-yodcha. And therefore, even though elsewhere we might have held, not like the Pnei Aryeh, that mir v'ein ha-makbid is not a chatzitza, it would be a problem when it comes to the tefillin, because by the tefillin, it says al yodcha. It's not enough that there's no chatzitza; it has to actually be touching, and therefore, even according to the Mishnah Melech, miyat ve'ena makbid would be a problem. And therefore, we note the Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim Hilchos Tefillin Sim Kaf Zayin. There it says, lo yei dov chaytzeis ben tefillin lebsoro lo shnor shel yad lo shnor shel rosh. We paskin like the rosh, the even tefillin shel rosh, there should be no chatzitza at all. And the Magen Avraham there in Sifkat Dalet quotes the Gemara in Zvachim by Bigdei Kohuna, which asks about Kino, Chaya, the Sa'ara, and the Chatzitza in the Bigdei Kohuna, and he says the same thing would apply by Tefillin. And the Mishnah Berurah there, Tzivkot Nyud Dalet, says, Afilu Chatzitza Kol Behu, even as a tiny thing which is Chaytus, that should also be a Chatzitza when it comes to Tefillin. Well, according to the Pnei Aryeh, we understand that, because Mir V'Ein Makbid was only said by Tefillin, not by anything else. But even if we don't like that Pnei Aryeh, if we don't like the Rosh, that the problem of Tefillin is exactly the same as the halachas of Bigdei Kohuna, and in Bigdei Kohuna it says that even Miyat Ve'ena Makbid is a Chatzitza, because it's a halacha of Al Basoro, just like the Mishnah Melech says that even Dovalach is Chatzitz, who are then the Miyat Ve'ena Makbid is going to be Chatzitz, because it's a halacha of Al Basoro, by Tefillin is a halacha of Al Yodkum, the same thing would apply. And therefore by Tefillin you have to be Makbid, that even a Miyat Ve'ena Makbid you have to make sure it's not there, it should not provide a Chatzitza. And the same Mishnah Berurah there in Siman Kaf Zayin, Tzivkot Yud Daled, quotes the Sefer Ravid Azov, who says that if the Ratzua of the Tefillin itself is chaitzitz between the Tefillin and the Yad, then the Chayt wouldn't be a problem, because min b'mino einu chaitzitz. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes a Malbush Esrod, who says that the Chayt, according to the Malbush Esrod, the Chayt one should be mach, but in such a case one should be mach, but that there should be no ritzu of tefillin even, which makes a chatzitza between tefillin shel yad and the hand. According to what we've been saying, that would make a lot of sense. Even though min b'mina is normally not chaytzitz, when it comes to tefillin, there's a special halacha of al basara, just like the Mishnah of Melech says that dovel lach is normally not chaytzitz, but in the case of Bigdei Kohuna, there's a din of al basara, it's not enough, there's no chatzitza, it has to be touching mamish. So in the case of tefillin, where it says al yodchol, it's not enough that there's no chatzitza, it has to actually be touching. Whenever, just like if there was water there, says the Berakhah Yosef, when if you wash your arm, you must make sure you dry it properly, or you wash your head, you must make sure you dry it properly before you put the tefillin on. Because even though davalach is normally not chaitzis, it is chaitzis when it comes to tefillin, just like the Mishnah Melech says it's chaitzis when it comes to Bigdei Kohuna, who are din, min b'minoi wouldn't help you. True, min b'minoi is not chaitzis, but by tefillin we need more than that. We need it to be like Bigdei Kohuna, we need it to be al yodcha, and therefore you should be mach melech, that even the ritzur should not come between the tefillin itself and the yad.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.